News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a 1.5% growth in the gross domestic product GDP for the July to September 2015 quarter as compared to the same quarter last year. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says this increase represents the strongest growth recorded since the April to June 2014 quarter.
Overall, the outturn for the July to September 2015 period largely reflected the positive impact of implementation of strategic investment projects involving road repair works and highway construction, hotel construction and expansion, with an estimated 2,500 rooms under construction and the construction of new office space to facilitate the expansion of business process outsourcing activities.
He adds that increased production from the country's agro-parks allowed the stabilization of agricultural production despite the drought conditions experienced earlier this year. The manufacturing sector also showed signs of increased productivity. Mr. Bullock was speaking at the PIOJ's quarterly press briefing last Thursday. Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter says the Jamaican dollar is no longer overvalued and has become less susceptible to unpredictable slippage. Mr. Winter says the strengthening of the dollar is a result of the government's insistence on fiscal discipline and the implementation of difficult yet vital economic reforms. These reforms, he says, have reaped several benefits, including a sustained decrease in the rate of inflation. Annual inflation as at September 2015 is 1.8%, the lowest on record in over 40 years. Mr. Winter says measures are also being put in place to sustain the viability of the dollar.
As additional insurance, Bank of Jamaica has carefully built up a very considerable surplus in the net international reserves. The reserves have been running at some $1 billion or so above the agreed targets with the International Monetary Fund.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the Bank of Jamaica quarterly press briefing on Wednesday. 10,000 jobs are projected to be created in the tourism sector over the next 3 years. Tourism Minister Dr. Wicker McNeil says based on the number of commitments for the construction of new hotels within the sector, several direct and indirect job opportunities will be created for Jamaican workers.
Right now, as we speak, you have over 2,500 rooms, new rooms being built in Jamaica. You're going to get over one permanent employee, at minimum, going forward.
The tourism minister was speaking at a press conference recently to announce plans for the construction of two new hotels in Falmouth, Trelawney by the Oceans by H10 Group. The hotels will add 4,000 rooms to the country's stock and create 13,000 direct and indirect jobs. And the Draft Data Protection Act being circulated for review and comment from key stakeholders is expected to be tabled in Parliament by the end of the next legislative year. State Minister for Science and Technology Julian Robinson says the legislation reflects the government's commitment to developing a more robust framework aimed at protecting personal information in cyberspace. Minister Robinson says the government has been inclusive in preparing the legislation as it requires extensive consultations.
It is going to be extremely far-reaching in terms of the implications for businesses and for individuals. While it has not moved at the pace that I know people will want, it is important that industry is fully bought in before we move to passing these acts.
The Data Protection Act will safeguard the privacy of individuals in relation to personal data, as well as govern the collection, regulation, use, and disclosure of certain information in physical or electronic form. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.